This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody. How's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly in 2018. Mary, welcome back. Had 2 weeks with your husband. How were your travels?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I got to go to New York a couple of times. I was out in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I've never been. Let me tell you, for an ocean state girl to go to a state full of mountains, it's wild. So yeah, but I'm glad to be home. That's for sure.
It's amazing, like, the perspective when you go out to, because I've been out to Salt Lake City maybe like 13, 14 years ago. And just to, like, if you get a little high up on the elevation and just kind of look out, it's amazing just how flat some of those areas are.
Yeah.
And then miles off in the distance, you've got just that, you know, that background of those mountains and stuff. It's pretty incredible.
Agreed. It was, you know, just breathtaking. And I know what it's like for people who never get to see the ocean, you know, and they come to the ocean for the first time. It's like, wow, this is real. Like, this is this big. It's this vast. Because, of course, you know, I go to New Hampshire or Maine and the mountains there are nice, but they're nothing like compared to out west. That was awesome.
Well, glad you're back. And, you know, we mentioned the Rhode Island Monthly thing right off in the beginning there. And that was last year. We were very excited about it. And folks, it is time once again. You can cast your vote for all the best of Rhode Island categories, including statewide podcast, and we'd love it. We'd appreciate it. We would just absolutely be so honored if you'd take a few moments, go there, type in Wicked Roadie under podcast. Make sure you follow all the instructions to submit your vote, and it's only one vote per email address.
Yes.
So this is a very, very legit way of running a contest. I mean, Mary, you've seen tons of contests out there where people can create a bot or stuff the ballot box in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah.
This is not like this, and this is very prestigious.
I agree. You know, it, as you said, there's definitely lots of online competitions where it doesn't make any sense, and you come to find out that there was vote stuffing. And this does. It takes a little dedication, and that's why we're so thankful that those of you listeners who voted last year took the time, because it does take a minute out of your day to go do it. But just know that that vote means the world to us. And of course, it just helps more people learn about Wicked Roadie, because of course, not everybody's a podcast listener, but if they end up getting the best of Rhode Island magazine when it comes out this summer and they see, oh, Wicked Roadie podcast, what is that? Then they too might become a podcast listener as well.
No, you're absolutely right. So that is available now. It's only for the month of April, folks. The voting ends on April 30th. So if you get a chance to head on over, and this is also a great time to show your love for many, many different things in the state. Restaurants, retail establishments, spas, best places to get a cookie or a cupcake or whatever the dessert of the day is, ice cream. It's beaches, everything. You name it. It is, and you could actually take that August edition, or I think it's technically the August edition because it comes out at the end of July of Rhode Island Monthly, which is the best of. You could literally use that as your planning guide for the entire year.
Agreed.
Of places to go, restaurants to try, sights to see. They do a wonderful job with it. It takes a lot of hard work, and it's always a fun time. So we'd appreciate your support with that. Mary, we've got some big things coming up in the coming weeks, because while you were gone, spring happened, started. So we've got a lot of things to talk about. So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, maybe, just maybe, you are trying to scoff down as much Zyrtec or Allegra to combat all that pollen that's flying around the air.
I'm a Flonase girl. That's my drug of choice.
I think we should be sponsored by everybody by CVS.
Yes. Right now.
If you hear something that piques your interest, just sit back, listen, and enjoy the podcast. And you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. We are excited to announce a new sponsor, Float RI. They're located on Post Road in Warwick.
That's right. Well, FloatRI is an amazing place. They offer a wide range of services to help you balance your mind, body, and soul, including massage. I mean, hey, who can't use a massage nowadays with everything being so crazy and stressful, right?
I'll take two of them right now.
You can also treat yourself to Reiki, fitness classes, aura photography, and flotation therapy.
So Mary and I will be visiting Float in the coming weeks to check out some of their services, including floating, which if you've never seen it, you never heard of it, you can go watch any videos online. There's a lot of information online about it, but you spend either 60 or 90 minutes in this private pod that's filled with 850 pounds of Epsom salt that's diluted in 10 inches of water. The water is heated to skin temperature, and when you sit in there, it's like being in an anti-gravity environment. You literally float. Think the Dead Sea over wherever the Dead Sea is over there, like the other side of the world.
Yes. You know, the way that I describe it to people is, for those of you who are Netflix fans of the show Stranger Things, one of the characters, Eleven, has to kind of be in like an anti-gravity tank, but granted, hers is like a kiddie pool, and it's not as nice as at Float. And what happens when you float is, unlike Eleven and Stranger Things, who is stressed out to the max, you, my friends, will have your stress and tension. They're just going to release from your muscles. It's a natural endorphins end up getting brought to your body, and the brain is going to send out alpha waves that are actually, I didn't know what this was, but alpha waves are associated with meditation and relaxation.
Yeah, this is what athletes are using all around the world. They've been using it for decades. A lot of people use this if they travel a lot. This actually, doing a couple of float sessions will actually immediately relieve the effects of jet lag. If you're not feeling great, doing this will help your body to heal, because your body can just finally just kind of disconnect and heal itself and focus. So you can learn more about Float by visiting our website. And of course, we'll be sharing our experiences in the coming weeks. Plus, Mary, we're going to be giving away some great stuff from there as well. It's going to be
so
awesome.
So excited.
Mary, it is that time of year. We just talked about it. It is springtime. And just the other night, I was at McCoy Stadium for what they call media night, where they invite members of the press. And because I work for the team, I was able to be there as well to check out, meet the team, talk to some of the guys, and most importantly, check out the brand new caterers they have for this year for all the suites and the special events. So our Wicked Interesting listing this week is actually two things. Mary, tell me about the open house that's happening on Saturday. It's I believe, from noon to 2. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. Well, if you are a fan of the Paw Sox or the Red Sox, or if you're just a good old fan of baseball, this is an event that you're going to want to check on out. Heading, of course, to McCoy. Oh, it's at McCoy, right?
Yeah, Yeah,
of course, yeah, of course. So the Taste of Spring is going to be happening. And when you think of spring and baseball, you're thinking hot dogs, right? You're thinking some French fries. You're thinking hanging out and checking things out in the cage, going and visiting the dugouts, just checking out the whole ballpark. This is going to give you those extra special touches to kick spring off in style.
So this will also include tours of the visitors' clubhouse. They'll have the tour of what they called, like, it's just this hall of champions, where it's all the past, you know, all the guys that have been part of the team in the past, programs dating back to the 70s. You will actually also get a chance to try on three of the World Series rings, the 2004, the 2007, and the 2013 Boston Red Sox World Championship rings. Mary, I know what you're thinking. What about the 2018 ring?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The Boston Red Sox don't get the 2018 ring until Tuesday, April 9th. So maybe the next time we'll have the ring for people to try on. The rings are still being, well, I'm sure they're, hopefully they're finished by now. If not, a memo to the jewelry company.
Yes.
Get on it. So that's happening. And then our other Wicked Interesting pick is, a week from the day of this release, Thursday, April 11th, it is the 2019 home opener at McCoy against the Syracuse Mets. And here's something, Mary, that Blake may be interested in, your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Tebow, you know, the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
You know that guy.
Yes, he played football. Now he plays baseball, and he will be in town making his minor league start at McCoy. Not his first minor league start, but a minor league start there at McCoy. It's going to be awesome. We will be giving away World Series championship posters to the first 5,000 fans through the gates. Plus, you know, it's our way of kicking everything off for the season. We'll have a wonderful on-field reception to kick off, you know, with all the various color guards from police and fire departments all across, and it's just going to be a wonderful night. It's a rite of passage in Rhode Island to go to the Paw Sox on opening night, Thursday, April 11th. 6:05 is the game start, and then, of course, we'll have ceremonies prior to that. So come on out early, get out of work early, come on down with your family to the ballpark, and just have a great time.
Love it. So that's what's wicked interesting. And now, here's what's wicked fun in the 401. Kicking things off is the 17th annual Tomorrow Friend Stroll. So, of course, sadly, we probably all know someone who has had a family member, a young family member, who's had to battle cancer. And the Tomorrow Fund gets to help those family members as they are able to go through these treatments. And so I personally have a friend whose son has been going through his treatments, and they're going to be really having a big group of people heading on off to the Tomorrow Fund. And if you yourself want to go and support, you can sign up that day. It's going to be Sunday, April 7th. Right over in Garden City. And what I love about this is that you'll be able to stroll, you'll be able to meet other families who maybe have been personally affected or just want to help out. It's 8:45 to noon. And then afterwards, because you're in Garden City, you can stay and have lunch with some of these people or get a big group together and go do something together. So once again, you know, just think about it. It's springtime. It's a great way to get on outside, get some physical activity, but also doing it for a good cause.
Totally. That's awesome. So that is happening on Sunday, right? 9
Correct.
To noon Sunday? Awesome. Great. Hey, Mary, have you ever heard of this group called the Portuguese Kids?
I think you've brought them up a little bit.
I have, because they are absolutely hysterical. I mean, they are just flat out funny. They will be performing Friday from 7 to 11:30 p.m. at the Holy Rosary Band Society on Gano Street in Providence. And they're a comedy troupe, a group. They just... And if you know somebody who's Portuguese or are Portuguese yourself, you need to go. This is going to be a night of dinner, the performances, and the show is PG-13. So parents, listen, you got to use a little discretion here. Some of the themes are more adult related. There's a reason why this isn't in the Wicked Family Friendly listing, okay? Hilarious. They're wonderful. Their local organization, group that has gotten worldwide recognition. They have a wonderful menu on a Friday night, including fish and chips, fish sandwich, seafood salad and sandwiches, chorizo and peppers, french fries, all sorts of stuff, a full bar open night, and then there will be dancing afterwards. So
Wow. This
is just going to be it's a fun night. Tickets are only $20, okay? For dinner and a show and dancing.
That's amazing.
$20. That's it. That's crazy. So go check that out, happening Friday night at the Holy Rosary Band Society on Gano Street in Providence. What do you got, Mary?
If you live in Newport or Bristol County, now's the time to maybe go out and check out some different restaurants that you've had your eyes on, or maybe if you want to just go to one of those fancier restaurants, but go at a little bit cheaper of a price, because it is Newport Restaurant Week, April 5th through the 14th. Of course, Restaurant Week is part of like this nationwide movement. You know, we've heard about it, whether it's the Providence Restaurant Week. It's been a big thing since about, you know, 2006. It's just an annual way to encourage whether you're a resident or maybe you're visiting to take advantage of these amazing restaurants in Newport and Bristol counties. So the great thing about this is there's over 50 participating restaurants. You're going to get two-course prefix lunches for $20 or three-course prefix dinners for $35. They even have like the premier ones. You know, if you're like really want to be fancy, Ben, if you want to have a fancy date night, maybe it's an anniversary, you can get like a super fancy one for $50.
Ooh, I'll have to check that out. That sounds like something right up my alley.
That is, yes.
So this could totally be in Wicked Interesting. It could also be in Wicked Family Friendly. It is Cinderella, a full-length ballet happening at the Stadium Theater right up there in Woonsocket on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. This is just a truly, truly amazing work of art. It's the timeless story of the glass slippers, the ugly sisters, and pumpkin carriages brought to magical life by the Rhode Island Heritage Ballet. It's a full-length production, and if you have kids, little ones, who are into, ballet, yeah, dance, tap, jazz, or just theater in general, this is something you definitely want to check out. They have a wide range of ticket options. The runtime of the show is about 2 hours, so just keep that in mind, and it does have intermission. And, of course, every time you go to the Stadium Theater, there's wonderful snacks and food there, and there's great restaurants surrounding. So it's something you definitely want to check out. Again, that is happening this weekend, Cinderella at the Stadium Theater Performing Arts Center.
Lovely. Well,
what do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
We're family full of friendly. Family friendly stuff. Oh, now that it's spring, it's like, get these kids outside. Go get them doing things. Let's do this.
In abundance.
They've been cooped up. So if you don't necessarily have a Cinderella, or maybe that your child's going to be going to see the ballet, but you do want to get them outside a little bit, you might want to go to the Little Mafia Egg Hunt. I just loved this name. I mean, this name really caught my eye because I feel like my kids right now, they could be in their own little mafia. They've been a little crazy, Ben. I don't know what's going on. It's spring fever or something, but things have been insane. So I am pumped about this. Sunday at 10 a.m., you might want to head on over to North Smithfield to the Wright's Dairy Farm Bakery, which, ooh, Ben, have you been there recently?
I haven't been to the bakery recently. But it's different. Folks, I hope folks understand that Wright's Farm, the restaurant, and Wright's Dairy Farm are two separate organizations. So sure, you can go to Wright's Farm and get a delicious meal, but head over to this event's happening at the Dairy Farm.
The Dairy Farm is really fun. You might want to bring over little foster man because they get to go and see the cows. There's baby calves there. There's an amazing bakery. I mean, their baked goods, I'm drooling. They're like so, so good. So you get to bring the little ones outside to enjoy this fresh air at the Dairy Farm. It's going to actually start off with an outdoor yoga class with Zen Mafia. That's a local yoga studio, and that's where the Mafia name comes out of. And they're just a group that really wants to make yoga accessible and fun for anyone who's interested. So they get to have this yoga class at Wright's Dairy Farm. You know, the ages they're hoping for is more like that 3 to 7 year old age. And then after that, they're going to have an Easter egg hunt. They can see the baby calves and cows, enjoy gourmet ice cream sandwiches from Wright's Dairy Farm. Let me tell you, this is an event that if you're interested, you're going to want to buy your tickets in advance because it's a lot of fun. You'll get to see the animals and yoga outside for 3 to 7 year olds. Thank goodness. That sounds just like what we need.
Just the perfect way to spend the day.
That's right. Well, Wicked Rhodey is proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about truly wonderful opportunities for you, your family, and your friends that you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So what do we have this week, Ben?
Yeah, the United Way, again, great people over there, and they've brought us one for the Stephen Hopkins House in Providence. That organization is seeking tour guides to lead visitors through the 18th century home of founding father Stephen Hopkins. Now, this is a commitment of 3-hour shifts. They're open on Wednesdays from 11 to 2 p.m. year-round, and also Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. April through November. So if you have somebody who is, you know who this is perfect for, Mary?
People who love history.
People who love history and people just like your mom who are retired and still very active, still looking for something fun to do. This would be a great thing to do. It's only 3-hour shifts, like I said.
Yes.
They will train you, and it's a wonderful thing. You don't have to worry about you're not cleaning the beaches or, you know, or doing crazy things. This is you literally get to spend hours in history, which is awesome.
This guy signed the Declaration of Independence. Listen to this. When he was signing it, he had to hold his right hand with his left, and he was saying, "My hand trembles, but my heart does not." What an amazing founding father. Like,
yeah.
My heart doesn't tremble. Yeah, man.
And credit and kudos to him for being able to say something that could have been in a tweet back then and use a hashtag signing DOI, Declaration of Independence, hashtag, you know, screw you, England. Something like that. You know, it's, I don't know. It just, this is what happens when you leave me with 2 weeks of Blake, Mary.
I know.
I start getting a little edgy. So we rein it in. No, it was awesome having Blake. It was fun. He was hilarious. So many words were said for the first time on this podcast. But anyway, to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, call Blake. If you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. Blake Larson can be reached by dialing 401. As we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You may not be able to understand anything that he says, but he'll be sure to give you a cheerful greeting, that's for sure.
Yep.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Of course, if you're going to any of these events, especially now that it's going to be outdoors, the flowers are blooming, you're probably popping your Zyrtec or Claritin, but if you're going to be taking nice photos in and around the state, please use that hashtag WickedRoadie. It helps more people learn about the podcast and build awareness.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or just reach out to us on Facebook.
Don't forget, now's the time. Now is April, so you want to head on over to Rhode Island Monthly and vote for your favorite Rhode Island podcast. Yes. I don't know. I think it might be Wicked Roadie. If so, please make sure just to take a moment out of your day to do that for us. We'd really, really appreciate it. Well, until next time, folks, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.